Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Martin Ennis. Okay, Martin Ennis. The dates of Martin Ennis are from 1949 to 2023. Okay. Now, before beginning, let me also remind you that Martin Ennis is the son of the novelist Kingsley Ennis. Okay, so both father and son have been writers. And Martin Ennis is an English satirist as well as a novelist. Okay. And he is known for the dark views that he has of contemporary English society. Okay, matlab he criticizes English society that he describes in his novels. Kehne ka ye matlab hai. Now, though Martin Ennis has written plenty of works, three works you should pay attention to. Okay, one is The Rachel Papers. That was the first novel that he published. Uske baad, the second novel that he published and which was also a success, okay, was titled Money. M-O-N-E-Y. Paisa. Money. Then the third one that you should pay attention to is called London Fields. Okay, London Fields. After that, he has also written a short story collection called Einstein's Monsters. Okay, Einstein's Monsters. That was published in 1987. Okay. Now, before talking about his three works in slightly more detail, let me tell you about the general characteristics of his works. Okay. Now, his works, you know, center on the excesses of late capitalist Western society. Matlab, he is critical of the capitalism that existed in the West during the 1980s and 1990s. Okay? And the excesses of late capitalism is what he satirizes in his novels through the use of many grotesque characters who are actually caricatures. Now, his works have been influenced by the works of his father, okay, who was Kingsley Ennis, and he has also been influenced by other writers such as Saul Bellow, Vladimir Nabokov. Okay, these are also important contemporary writers. Agar aapne contemporary writers padhi hai to. And one critic also says about the works of Martin Ennis, quote, is that, you know, morality is nudged towards bankruptcy by market forces. Okay, unquote. Ye quotation hai. This is what a critic says about the works of Martin Ennis, okay? That in his works, morality is nudged toward bankruptcy by market forces. Okay? So, at the altar of market forces, characters or people abandon morality also. Okay? Kehne ka ye matlab hai. Now, with respect to his three works, three important works, the first one is The Rachel Papers. R-A-C-H-E-L. Rachel. Okay? This is about, you know, a young anti-hero, okay, who is preoccupied with his health, his sex life and also his efforts to get into Oxford University. Okay, uske upar hai. After that, the novel Money. Okay, this is a comic satire of the consumerism or excess consumerism or conspicuous consumerism of the 1980s that existed in the West, in particular England. Okay, after that, his third novel, third important novel, London Fields. Okay, London Fields. This novel is set in the year 1999. Okay, though it was published in 1989, it is set in the year 1999, and in which, you know, a number of small-scale interpersonal relationships take place amid a society on the verge of apocalyptic collapse. So, the society in which these characters are there is on the verge of collapse. So, that is the background of the novel. But the interpersonal relationships that take place, these are the things that are described in this novel. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember about his three novels, The Rachel Papers, Money and London Fields. Okay? After that, he has also written a short story collection, as I told you, called Einstein's Monsters. Okay? Another fact you should remember is that he is the son of writer Kingsley Ennis. Okay? And often in his writings, he is critical of contemporary English society. Okay?